I would know, I don't know. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, that's right, four names.
I'm sure they're not the first four books, though.
Well, yeah, they are.
Are they?
Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books in the New Testament.
I didn't know that.
Let's see. When another word for university is?
Well, like college?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we go to college to get what?
Educated.
Mm-hmm. We check out books from the
library.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had children, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Three.
Mm-hmm. And what were they, girls and boys? Or?
No, two girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm. So you're, the opposite of son is?
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. And your sister's son would be your?
Niece. Oh, sister, nephew.
That's right.
Nephew.
How about your mother's sister would be your?
My aunt.
And your mother's brother?
Uncle.
Uh-huh. And do you remember in the, back from like elementary school days, whether you had a different name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man? Or were they just all referred to as a teacher?
Well, yes, but we referred to him as Mr. or Mrs. or Miss.
Okay.
Miss Jones or
mm-hmm.
Mr. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm. At a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the...
Best man.
Mm-hmm. And one of the women who is up there with the bride, not the maid of honor, but one of the other women is a...
She's a bridal attendant, I guess.
Okay. People who are related to you are your...
Relatives.
Uh-huh. And people who are not related to you are what?
Not really. They might just be friends or...
Okay. See, some people in different parts of the country have words for that, like kith and kin. Okay. Now, what kind of house is this? Like, what style of house?
This is kind of a Mexican-Spanish style.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much Mexican.
Can you describe for me the rooms that you have in the house?
Well, we have a dining room, which is really an entrance hall and dining room. We have a living room. We have three bedrooms and two baths. We have a kitchen and a den that are combined, which some people might call a keeping room, but it's just a kitchen and a den combined. We have a porch and a maid's room and bath, and I have an office.
Okay, and the porch is covered?
Yes,
uh-huh.
And closed.
Screened in.
My mother would have called it a piazza.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Is it raised up or is it ground low?
Ground level.
Okay. What other houses do people have around here? What kinds of styles of houses?
Oh, there's some of them that are kind of English style. Cottages. Some that are similar to this with kind of a Mexican or an Indian influence.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of construction materials do people use?
Most of these houses are brick veneer, but a few of them might have been stuccoed,
mm-hmm.
or a portion of them has been stuccoed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. How are the residential properties in El Paso usually divided from one another physically? There's something between the houses. What do we use to divide the house?
Oh, you mean the lots? We have rock walls you're talking
uh-huh.
about?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Most El Paso is very fortunate in rock walls are very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, because we have